I think with a lot of people who have parliamentary experience and who have been parts of different governments, they having joined his party, the reality of running a government in Pakistan is now dawning on him. And his rhetoric against the West and his foreign policy hawkishism is now relatively watered down. And if you compare it, compare his latest stances with those of Nawaz Sharif, you will see that Nawaz Sharif is more radical in foreign policy than Imran Khan is. So it means that he's already realizing that many of the things that he stood for in the past cannot be actually implemented when you are a, when you are part of a government in Pakistan. So again, this is again a question of consistency, and this is again a again a question of how steadfast are you on your political ideals. You know, you cannot keep changing the goals for yourself and for your constituents and for your opponents. You know, you need to define the goalpost and you need to keep working towards scoring a goal. You cannot keep shifting the goal on every single ideological plank. And this is what he has been doing. If and when he comes to power, only then we will know whether his coming to power will affect Pakistan's relationship with the rest of the world. But as things stand now, I think he is gradually realizing that rhetoric and you know, high-sounding slogans may be good to attract voters, but they are not good to run a government.